Today's daf is daf Tzadik Aleph, and we're talking about profit gouging and price gouging, profit taking, the difference between staples and other types of foods, and questions of exporting things from Eretz Yisrael. Continues the Gemara today with the special care that we need to take in the relationship of Eretz Yisrael to food is in general. Tanu Rabbana, Ein mistakrim Eretz Yisrael bedvarim sheyesh bem chayin nefesh, kegon yenot shemanim usilatot. So those things that are considered to be staples of life, you are not allowed to introduce a level of middleman that is unnecessary between the grower and the marketplace, because that way you just create artificial price levels. And therefore, we should allow for simple, direct farmers' markets, and that way prices will be kept down. Now, obviously, says the Rashbam, that this is only referring to things that don't require processing, and there's nothing that you add to the product. If you're not adding to the product, all you're really doing is adding to the price, because farmer markets are a very simple way of people getting full value for their money, both on the buyer side and the seller side, without anybody in between. But of course, if there's any processing at all that's necessary, then you're allowed to be a middleman to save the trouble of the processing that people find it worthwhile paying for. Amru alava Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, shaya mistakir b'yayin b'shemen. However, they say that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was fabulously wealthy, actually used to make money off of dealing in yayin and shemen. Why? B'yayin tzavar lo. We held a Rabbi Yehuda, meaning Rabbi Yehuda ben Batera, that we had yesterday, who said, not a bad idea for the price of wine to be out of reach. It just helps us with prohibition. So he holds, therefore we can export it. And the reason that he held that you're allowed to deal with oil, even though obviously oil is a staple, the reason that it was butter is because Be'atre de Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Shchiach Mishcha. There was a glut of oil in his area, and therefore he felt that in buying up and in moving it around and exporting and so on, he could only help, and therefore he was mistaker in it. Tanu Rabbanan im mistakrim pa'amayim bebeitzim. You don't take a double, whatever that means, on eggs. And it wasn't quite clear what that meant. Omar Mari Bar Mari, who was double, pligi bar Rav Ushmuel. There's actually a machlokus as to what it means. Chadamar al-chatre. One says that you cannot make more than double the value of what you bought. And now this lechora is strange because we said yesterday that you're only supposed to take a sixth. How did we all of a sudden get to double the amount? So the Rashbam says it's double the amount because since there's a tremendous amount of loss when it comes to eggs, there's a lot of breakage, there's a lot of work that's involved in this silly little product. If you don't have it really industrialized, you're walking around, you're taking care of the chickens, it's a major kind of thing.
Right. And so Mamela,
there's not really all that much profit, even if you're buying and selling in eggs. A lot of work and very little profit. So there you're allowed to take double of what you're finally getting to the market and what you paid for it. Now the Rashbam also throws in, and they're not completely staples. They're not called chayei nefesh. Now, halakhically speaking, actually, the question of the Torah Merubah and so on is, turns out, la halakha not to be as important as what the Rashbam said about chayei nefesh. Because the way that we paskin the halakha is that there are indeed three levels. There's the total luxury good market. The luxury good market, the Rambam, the tour, this is how we paskin. The luxury goods is absolutely no level to how much money you can make. As we know, you take some piece of garbage from China, dress it up, a sharper image, and now people are ready to pay for a sharper image. So they'll pay 10 times what it's really worth. That's not a problem. That's the, if this is the kind of stuff you like to waste your money on, it's fine. Then there are the other extreme. There are the things like shemen, chita, things that are absolute staples. And then there's things that are important nutritionally, but they're not considered to be staples. So they're luxury items in terms of nutrition. So you could get your protein by beans and by, peanuts and so on. Okay, I mean, it's a good thing to have eggs on the marketplace as well. Obviously, this is the kind of thing that becomes different in different times, but Nonetheless, we have really three categories. In Mamela, the din of being mistaker, sheet, does not apply to anything but the lowest category. So that's one approach of Mori Bar Mori, which is Al-Khatre. The other approach, not really his, obviously, he's quoting Rav and Shmuel, we just don't know who said what. The other approach was Tagar Latagra. You cannot have more than one middleman. In other words, you can't start building up the price. You have a buyer, then he sells to a distributor, and then the distributor sells to the market, to the marketer, the balakanut, that we can't have. Tonu Rabbanan matriina la pragmatia filo b'shabbat. A collapse in prices on pragmatia shuhuzla is something that's considered so disastrous that even on Shabbos, you're matriya, which means through davening, it doesn't mean to blow a shofar. And this is obviously talking about, for instance, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, like Klei Pishtan Bebovo, where the local economy is based on Klei Pishtan. Or Yain v'Shemen Beretz Yisrael, or coffee in South America places, and so on and so forth. There are countries who are basically one-product economies. If there's a fall in the world prices on that thing, your country is in very bad shape. And the Mela, it's because even though right now everything is fine, you get a messenger of Shabbos, there's been a collapse in the commodity market for what you are producing, and you collect everybody together on Shabbos, and you make a tefillas rabim, and so on. Om Rav Yosef Vuhu, when we're talking about a collapse, we mean a real collapse. The Zalva Kama Sarabishita, we're talking about a 40% drop in prices, so that something that was being marketed at 10 is now down to 6. That is a disaster that calls for a change in your relationship to Shabbat itself. Tana Rabbanan continued important relationship of the nature of food to Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go live in Chutz La'aretz until the point that things have gotten so expensive that you're paying, going to Rama, this is double the price that it normally would be. So you would pay a whole seller just for 2 sa'a of flour. Omar Rabbi Shimon. Ematai, when is it mutter? Bizman sheino motzei likach. That's when the prices have made it. The point is that there's not enough there, and therefore price is being driven up. Avo bizman she motzei likach. If the idea is that you can still find it, you see, it doesn't really matter how much you have to pay if you can afford it. So afil amdasa b'sela lo yetzei. Then, if you can afford to have your parnasa, then okay, so you'll suffer. If you take a look at the story of Ruth, you have Elimelech, Machlon, and Chilion were the Gdolei Hador, and they were the Parnasei Hador. So why is it that they had such a disaster befall them? We see clearly that these were like the important people, and yet they had lost everything. Because it says, Vatehum kol ha'ir aleihem, Vatomarna hazot na'omi. What does that mean, hazot na'omi? It means that everybody said, Omer Yitzchak, chazitem na'omi? She yatzat bi'aretz ha'chutz la'aretz. Look at her now. Ma'al tala. Vomer Yitzchak, oto ayon, Shebad Ruta Moavia Eretz Israel, on the very day that Ruth had arrived in Eretz Israel, Meita Ishto Shel Boaz. Boaz's last wife had died, and that's why they met. That's what was the Tehom, the Medrash says. How did the whole city possibly Tehom? They must have been coming from a citywide event. What was a citywide event? They were returning from the funeral of Boaz's wife. And he being the leader, obviously everybody went. Therefore, it was literally true that it was Kol Ha'ir. This is what people say. You should know that before the dead is already deceased, the one who's going to be taking over his house has already been appointed, and Hashemayim is there. So year two, Boaz's wife died before anybody even knew that Naomi existed. But she was already prepared for Boaz. Ruth, what I said, Naomi, sorry. She was already prepared for Ruth, yeah. Furthermore, Omar Rabba Baravuna Omar Rav, Ifsan is actually Boaz. Micah Mashman, well, who cares really that the Shofet Ifsan is Boaz? It's coming to teach us the other mimer of Rabba Baravuna. The Omar Rabba Baravuna, if you take that into consideration, you see the meaning. Because Omar Rabba Baravuna Omar Rav, Me Avi Esrim Mishtaot, Asab Boaz Lebanav. 120 different bashes, parties, were made by Boaz for his children. because he had Vayilo Shloshim Banim, Ushloshim Banot Shalach Achutza. So he had 30 sons, 30 daughters that he sent out. Shloshim Banot Hevilo Vanav, and he brought in 30 daughters for his children, so to speak, daughter-in-laws, Minachutz. Vayishpotet Yisrael Sheva Shanim. And he was the Shofet now for 7 years, and for each one of his children, which are 60, he made two parties. He paid for the wedding, and he paid for the first Sheva Brachot by the in-laws. So Asar Shnei Mishtot, Echad Bebeit Aviv, Echad Bebeit Chamiv, Ubechulan Lo Zimen Et Manoach. There wasn't one party that he invited Manoach to come to. Why not? Amar Kudna Akara B'mai Parali. Manoach obviously didn't have any children, at least until Shimshon. So he said, what is this sterile mule going to be able to pay me back? He'll never invite me to a party. I'm going to invite him to a party. So Lamaisa, that is that's fundamentally related to the whole Megillah, because the whole Megillah is about the relationship of Chesed to Chesed Shalemet. If you can't pay a person back, then it's a disaster to accept Chesed, which was the reason that Lot left Avraham in the first place. So the whole story of Ruth revolves around this issue. So he didn't even invite Manoach in order not to put him in the position of accepting something that he's never going to be able to repay. That's why at the end of the Megillah, Naomi tells Ruth, Halo avakesh lach Manoach, I'm searching for a Manoach, because she was the only one who recognized that I do the favor in taking the chesed, not the person who does the chesed does the favor to me. Therefore, she says, Aish asher asiti imo, from where the Gemara learns out, greater is the chesed of the ani to the balabayat, and vice versa. You, I search for Manoach. Anyway.
So,
well, the attitude, yeah, I mean, in the end, that's why he ended up with Ruth. So, in the end, Tana, the Kulan Metu Bechayavi lost all of these children. Behind her, the Ampre Inche, and this is what the popular saying goes, and this is dependent on Ivtsan being Boaz, and that's what my Kamash Malan. It teaches us, look, Bechayach the Aladit Shitin. You lived a life in which you had 60 children, and they all died. What do you need it for? Shitin Lamalacha. Ichba, but don't give up. What you need is one. The olit chad, the mishitin zoris, who ends up being more mizuraz, is the word you were asking yesterday, than all 60 put together. And therefore the same thing happened over here, that you ended up with Oved. And from Oved, the only child that was left you, that was the beginning of Malchus Beis David, and so on and so forth. Omer of Chanan bar Rav Amar Rav, continuing further, the stories that are related to the leaving of Eretz Yisrael, you should know that Elimelech and Salmon, who was the father of Boaz, and Ploni Almoni, who was the one that was supposed to be taking over, and the father of Naomi, unnamed, are all children of Nachshon ben Amminadab. They're all from the highest family in Yehuda. Maika Mashvala, Shafilu Mishi Yeshlo Zechut Avot, all of these people, that means were grandchildren of Nachshon ben Amminadab. That's a pretty big schus. And anyway, in Amiditlo, B'sha'ash Yotzei Me'aretz L'chutzlaretz, somebody who leaves Eretz Yisrael makes Yerida, it doesn't help him to have zechut avot. The Omer of Chanan bar Rava Amar Rav. You should know that Imei da Avraham, Avram's mother's name was Amatlai bat Karnebo. And the Haman's mother name was, interestingly enough, exactly the same name, personal name. It was also Amatlai, except that she was bat Urvati. Now, the simon over here is that Tamei Tamei Tahar Tahar. You don't want to get mixed up, because an Orev, of course, is a Tomei bird. And Karnevo sounds like the Kameh Atzon, the nicest. So that's the greatest thing, you know. That's very, very Karim. That's what you'll bring in the Beit HaMikdash. So it's a remiss to Karnevo. David Melech's mother's name was Nitzevet Bat Ada Elshema. Shimshon's mother, who always carried around her cell phone, was called Slalfonit. So, and that was your remiss to the current situation. And his sister's name was Nashian, which also means we forgot. L'may nafkemina, who cares? L'tshuvat haminim, because the feminists are always saying, you see, nobody talks about the women. They always talk, you don't even know the name of the women. You talk about these great women. Here's Eshet Manoach, the whole business. Nobody knows who she is. So therefore, it's very important to show them that we have a whole Messiah, and we know exactly who they are. The Omer of Chanan bar Rava, Amarav, another mimer of Chanan bar Rav Amarav, is Eser Shanim Nechbash Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was imprisoned by Nimrod for 10 years in different prison camps. Sholosh Bekuta, three were in the area, not of, this is not Kuta, it's a town probably of Kuta, which was in Babel, or in, I don't know, today it's probably Turkey. And Sheva in Kardo, which is probably Kurdistan, so it's the same idea. And Rav Dimi Minarda says, no, it was the other way around. Did you forget? It was Sheva Bekuta and Sholosh Bekardo. Om Rav Chista, the Ivra Zeira, that area which is called Ivra Zeira currently in Kuta, is the Ur Kastim that the Torah is referring to. And we need to know that because, says the Rajbam, you're supposed to say Shasa Nisim Lavotenu Bamakom Hazeh. So if you pass by there, and this is of course Barnea's neighborhood, or was until that idiot got into the government, so
Tol Ardwan. A little but, bridge,
what's that? I don't know. It could be. It was named Al Shem either the little bridge or the little stream that was there.
It says Ur to be rather north.
It says north of where we generally take Ur Kasdim. But this area is called Ur Kasdim because that's the place where they had, I guess, the prison camps. That was the archipelago in the time of Nimrod. V'yom Rav Chanan Barava Amarav Oto Ayom Sheniftar Avram Avinu Min Haolam Amdu Kol Gedolei Umot Haolam B'Shura. Everybody considered themselves, all of the leaders, viewed themselves as being personally in Avelut. V'yomru Oylo La'olam Sha'avad Manhigo Oylo L'Svina Sha'avad Karmanita. This is all we need. Now what do we do? The captain is gone. Oh, captain, my captain. V'hamitnasei L'chol L'Rosh. So what is it referring to? In Lefash Hamagdula Vamitnasei L'chol L'Rosh, it means that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appoint Gedula, Gvura, Tiferet, and any Mitnasei, you're the one who lifts up anybody who is in charge of anything. So you would think when you go into the Iriyah, you walk into the guy who's in charge of the water, that's just stam. No. Afilu Reish Gargurta Mishamaya Mukila. These bureaucrats, they're the ones with the power, you know. So where does that power come from? It comes from L'cha Hashem Agendula, and that means Min HaShemayim, he must have been appointed. Om Rav Chiya Bar Ravin, Om Rav Yeshua Ben Korcha. This is terrible. The things that you've been saying about Machlon and Chilion, that they left because the food was too expensive, and that's ridiculous. Chas v'shal. Afilu Matzu Subim Lo Yatsu. If there had been anything to eat, they would never have left Eretz Yisrael. And this whole approach that they were nenash because they didn't want to go to the pains of being mefarnes at Eretz Yisrael, that's not true. You know why? It's because they were involved in themselves and they didn't believe that it would have mattered for them to get everybody together and to be mavakish rachamim. Because we see it says beferish in Yeshayahu that when you cry out in tefillah, it's the fact that this is done as a tefillat rabim, as a kibbutz, to be makabits everybody together, which of course was the beginning of the sugya, that you're matri and afilu b'shabbat, that you bring people together to be zo'ek, and that za'aka, b'za'akech, this will be what saves you. Instead, they were mezalzel in the keach ha'tfila of the tzibur, and they said, no, it's going to be another one of these crazy gatherings, you know, everybody's going to blabble, and then nobody's going to be listening, and you know what these things are like. It's more kedai to leave. So because of that, that loss of belief, and the loss of commitment to the tzibur, was the reason they were destroyed. Amar Rabba Bar Bachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, getting back to what we were talking about, the cost of food. So this, all of this is true. We said this. That's when people have money. It's just that the production is a problem. There's not enough food. But if ma'ot biyoker, if people don't have money and the economy has collapsed, I don't care what the food costs. Afilu amdu arba sa'im b'sela, even if it's half the price that it used to be, then you're allowed to be yotze in order to get a job. D'amar Rabbi Yochanan, I remember when I was a kid, I remember we lived in Tveria, and the price of grain had dropped to 50% of what it was before. There were people that were swollen of hunger walking around in the streets of Tveria for simply not having an iser. An iser was a penny, basically, 196. But then they didn't have an iser. My father is a tzal, when he was a kid here in Eretz Israel, that the only thing there was to eat was basically onions and bread. That was it. And they would be sent to school every day with a little piece of onion and bread. And there was those were the tough years. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan, nahir nakad lo havi mitgarin po'alaya lamindach karta, mereach pita mayti. I remember also in the days of Tveria, where you couldn't hire anybody for any amount of money to work to the east of the town, because they would simply drop dead from the smell of the bakeries in Tveria that nobody could afford to buy. And the smell was so pungent because the wind would blow in from the sea, would blow from the west, and they couldn't take it. And it was, they would faint. V'omer Rabbi Yochanan, Nahirna. I remember when it was closer to the Zman of the Beit HaMikdash, when I was very young. I remember a kid would break open a charuv, which now you all think is charuv, but that's only because of the churban. But if, when things were still good, a kid would break open a carob and get splattered with juice. Both arms would have a streak of honey, of fruit juice on them. The Amr Rebbe Lezer says, I remember, Nahirna Karavinatu Urva Bisra, a crow would grab a piece of meat and jump up to the top of the wall to eat it, and Nagit Chuta de Mishkam Erei Shur V'Yadleara, there would be a dripping oil from the meat that it would eat. That's how great the peros, the cattle that grew on such peros in Eretz Yisrael, when things were lush and beautiful that nobody could even remember anymore. And that's the way it used to be even in my time. The Gemara in Sefer, of course, talks about how from the time of the Churban, every year that passes, the shuman of the Perot is lost, the tam of things are lost. These are remuzim, again, the entire daf, starting from yesterday, to the relationship of food to Eretz Yisrael, in terms of how we have to relate to food, how we have to treat the food, how the value of food is nogea, and how the chashivas of food is disturbed by the level of the yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. Yomar Rabbi Yochanan, Nahirna. I remember, don't speak of this in the Beit HaMidrash, but I remember when we were kids, you could have a boy and a girl, 16, 17 years old, would play together. Nobody fought in terms of sex. Now, you can't have that kind of thing happen. Yomar Rabbi Yochanan, Nahirna Kadavi Amrinat Be Midrasha. I remember that they used to say in the Beit HaMidrash, we had so many problems with the Goyim. They would say, and they used to fight with us all the time, the Modi law enough will be a day, and if you accept any of their arguments in the end, you're going to fall into their hands. Don't compromise with anything. And the Mitrach Etzalayim, if you trust these guys, delay the lahon. Whatever you have is theirs. Anything you say will be used against you, guaranteed. You think you got a good friend, and one day he'll be in the tax office talking about you. And so now getting back to Machlon V'Chilyon, and, of course, this is central to today's Perek in Tanakh, as we'll see. So those of you who are learning the Tanakh will pay special close attention. On the one hand, in root, they're called Machlon V'Chilyon. And yet, in Divrei HaYamim, it's clear from the context that their name is Yoash and Saraf. What was the real name? So Rav Shmuel Chadamar, again, Rav Shmuel argue. We don't know who said what, but Chadamar Machlon V'Chilyon was actually their name. Why are they called in the Pasuk in Divrei HaYamim that often names people based on the things about them and at that particular time? So why were they called the Yoash and Saraf? Well, Yoash, they were called Shenit Ya'ashu Min HaGu'ula. That's a lotion of Yi'ush. They gave up. And instead of working and being mitpalel, as we said earlier, to change the Gezera, they felt that it was hopeless. Saraf shenit chayvu sreifa l'makom. That because of that non-response, they were chayv actually to be burnt up because they allowed Yisrael to be burnt up with Ra'af. So that's one approach. V'chanamar Yoash v'Saraf Sheman. On the contrary, their real name was Yoash v'Saraf. Why is it that we find their name called Machlon v'Chilyon in Megillat Rut? Lamanik Shman, Machalon v'Chilyon. Machalon sha'asu gufan chulin. By moving to Chutzlaret, you make yourself chol. Because over there, there's no din of Kedusha, and there's Tuma of Eretz Ami. So it's basically a chilol. And on the other hand, you are also, the other lashon is kilyon, is because shenitchayvu chiliyala makom. They were roi to be wiped out completely. Tanya kamandi omar machlon v'chilyon shman. Even though we don't know who it was, the Braita seems to support the shita that the real name was Machlon V'Chilyon. The Tanya, the Braita analyzes the pasuk from which we originally find the name Yoash v'Saraf, and here we're talking about the development of Malchay Yehuda. We have, as we often find in Divrei HaYamim, very, very strange names that are clearly talking about events and places that suddenly have turned into people. So it says over there, the Yokim, the Anche Choseva, the Yoash, the Saraf, Asher Baalula Moav, the Ashuvi Lachem, the Advarim Atikim. And everybody knows what we're talking about. These are ancient traditions. Now, what the heck is that supposed to mean? That means, says the Gemara, that Yokim, that refers to Yoshua. Why was he called Yokim? Because even though the Giv'onim fooled him into making a Shvua, he was making Shvua la'anshei Giv'on. And Anshe Kuziva, the phony, refers to Anshe Giv'on. Shekozvu b'Yoshua, they lied to him. Yoash and Saraf refers to Machlon v'Chilion. V'lomenikra Sheman Yoash v'Saraf, Yoash shenit Yashim and Agula, Saraf shenit Chavus Srefala Makom, which of course is why we're saying that this writer is buying into the real name being the Machlon v'Chilion. Asher Baalu LaMoav means Shenasu Nashim Moaviot, where we always find the relationship to a woman is Baal Bat El Nechar. To a non-Jewish woman, is like making yourself part of another vision of relating to God. And what is Yashuvi Lechem? That's obviously Ruta Moaviyah, that came back, that was Shava Mistei Moav, and that was Nidbeka in Beit Lechem. So it says that she went back to Beit Lechem Yehuda. V'hadvarim Atikim, what's it supposed to mean? That these are ancient words. Dvorim halolu were said by the Ancient of Days, Atik Yumaya Amran. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had originally been Gozer. That all of this had to take place. Dichtiv Matsati David Avdi. And what does Matsati mean? Clearly, Shtei Benotecha Hanimtzaot, who become Amon and Moab, which then becomes Ruta Moabiyah, which then becomes David HaMelech and Rechavam. All of that was part of this story. So notice we see this story as being the development of Malchus B'Yisrael, which we'll talk about in today's Perek B'Tanach, Ezrat Hashem. Continues the next pasuk to say, Hema hayotzrim v'yoshvei nita'im u'gedera lo'an. So these extremely strange pasukim. They are the creators, or the pottery makers, which could also be a yotzer, that are living, the town of the time in Gedera, or they lived by the trees and by the fences. Im hamelech b'melachto yashvusham. They sat there with the king doing his work. And what is this all about? This is referring to Hema Hayotzrim, refers to Bnei Yonadav ben Rechev. These were the grandchildren of Yitro, where their father had made them swear, Shenatzru Shvat Aviyem, that they were called Ben Rechev, because they lived in motorhomes, so they didn't never built a house. He asked them to settle down, he asked them to drink wine, and this was the simon to Bnei Yisrael about how you don't keep even HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shvua, and they kept Shvua Aviyem, and they refused to take a drink. So that these were the people that Notzru, their Yotzrim, because they're completely loyal to Shvuat Aviyem. Yoshvei Nita'im, this is Shlomo HaMelech, who was Domen L'Nitia V'Malchato. He continued to grow and grow and expand, like a sapling grows into a tree. Gidera refers to Sanhedrin, who are the ones who are Godru Pirzotem Shel Yisrael. They always make Gezerot, in places where people are failing, so they're go to the Pirzah. Im HaMelech B'Malchato. Who is that referring to? Yashvusham, sitting. Who sits? That's Rut HaMoaviyah, who sat. Shirata b'malchut Shlomo ben Benosho ben Bena. So her great-great-great-grandchild, she saw. Her great-great-grandchild, she saw. And that was Shlomo, sitting on his throne, Im HaMelech Shenemar, Vayosem Kisei Le'im HaMelech. So that means that he put up the Yashvusham. Amr Rabbi Lazar, it means Im HaMelech, means Ima Shel Malchut, the mother of the Malchut itself. So they were still being Mechabed Rut HaMoaviyah, and this was four generations later. Tun Rabbana, Va'achaltem Min HaTfu'a Yashan. Continuing on with the Perot of Eretz Yisrael, the Bracha of the Perot. So there we're talking about Shmirah of Shvi'is, and there it says that, look, hey, don't worry about what to eat. By the eighth year, you'll be planting, and you'll get your Tfu'ah. And in the meantime, you will eat from the Tfu'ah Yashan Ad HaShanah Tshi'it. So you'll be able to survive on this until the ninth year when the eighth year Perot come in. And it will be old Tfu'ah. So what is that Bracha? Says the Brayta, Balos Salmanton, and that's your Bracha. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises you no Salmanton. What is that? My Balos Salmanton. So Nachman Amar Balo Ritzinta. Salmanton is something that eats the grain, worms and so on, that actually devour the grains. And Reb Shesha says it's below shedifa. It's not that. It's the grain will be there, but that it doesn't age properly and it rots, gets spoiled. That's shedafon. Tanya Kavati Reb Sheshet, Tanya Kavati Reb Nachman. There's a bright that supports both of these approaches. Tanya Kavati Reb Nachman, Vachaltem Yashan. So what does that mean, Vachaltem Yashan? You might think that you're plotzing over, oh my God, I can't take it anymore. So you're waiting for the new grain to come in. So Yoko Yisro Mitzapim L'chadash. They're waiting for the new grain to come in because the Yashan was Kala. The Yashan has disappeared and they're starting to hunger. Talmud Lomar, Ad Bo Tvuata. You'll be able to wait calmly until the grain matures. Then you'll have the new grain. Which means, nobody's going to be in any rush to take the new grain in the ninth year. And that means that it would have been destroyed, the grain. That's a reference to Salmanton as an actual devouring of the grain. That's Ratzinta. But there's another bright, Tanya Kavati Reb Sheshet, Vachaltem Min HaTvuah Yashan, the same deer. You might think that eating the old grain means that you're going crazy from it, and Yochel Yisrael mitzapim lechadash mipnei yashan, not because the grain is disappearing, but because it's raw, it's lousy grain. So we can't wait until we get the new grain. Talmud Lomar, therefore, it says, ad bo tvuata, meaning, ad shetavo tvua me'eleah. So this, obviously, in context of the other brayta, is a reference to damaged grain, but not eaten grain. So that's shidafon, which means below salmanton would be below shidafon. Ton rabbanan. Ve'achaltem yashan noshan. It's as if it's telling us that that's great. You'll eat yashan noshan. I thought, if you're talking about wine, I could appreciate it. But old bread, old grain? So this is malamit shekolam yushan mechaviro ve'yafem mechaviro. But the brocha is that the older it gets, the better it gets. Ve'in li'ele dvarim shedarkan li'yashnan. You might think, yes, we all understand that there are things that age well, like Ritchie's or scotch, things like that. Therefore, how do we know Dvarim she'ein darkan li'yashnan minayin? Talmud lomar, yashan noshan. Bechomakam. In other words, whether it's normal yashan, or whether it's noshan, even things that are normally not good yashan. V'yashan mipnei chadash totziu. Malamed shayu otzrot melayim yashan ugranot melayim chadash. This teaches us that we have a situation in Bracha in which the storage rooms are full of the old, and yet the fields and the threshing floors are full of new grain. And what are we supposed to do now? We're going to take out all the old stuff now from the warehouses and put in this new stuff to let it dry. Oy, va, vay, what a tzara. So,
yeah. That should be the worst.
Omer Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, let's get something straight over here. Because, you certainly don't want to get old Papa beer. It's the latest beer that's the best. So other things may be good. Kol mile atika ma'alya. Older the better, except, of course, from dates and shichra, don't forget beer. Beer requires you to come to Papa's pub. And harsana, which is the herring, which our dear president will be giving us on the kiddush for the completion of Perek HaMocheret HaSfina, Hagen Alach HaMocheret HaSfina. HaMocheret Perot L'Chaviro V'Zaran V'Lo Tzamchu. Oh my goodness, damaged goods to be discussed. Motzei Shabbat at Rabbanani Mistakrim Beretz Yisrael B'Dvarim Sheyesh Bem Chayei Nefesh Kegon Yenot Shemanim V'Selatot Omru Alav Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah Shehayah Mistaker B'Yayin V'Shemen B'Yayin because Sova Lekar Rabbi Yehuda Ben Betera and B'Shemen was because Ba'atad Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah Shchiach Mishcha Ton Rabbanani Mistakrim Pa'amayim B'Beitzim Omar Mori Bar Mori. What would Pa'amayim be, I wonder? Polik Bar Rav Shmuel Chad Amar Achad Trei V'Chad Amar Tagar L'Tigra Ton Rabbanan Matriin Al Pragmatia Afilu B'Shabbat Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kigon Klei Pishtan B'Bavel V'Yayin V'Shemen Beretz Yisrael Amar Rabbi Yosef, but that's only who dissolve V'Kam Asara B'Shita Ton Rabbanan Yotzi Mi'aretz L'Chutz L'Aretz Ele Im Kein Amdu Sa'atayim B'Sela Amar Rabbi Shimon Imatai Dafke B'Zman She'en Amotzi L'Kach Avu B'Zman She'motzi L'Kach Afilu Amda Sa'a B'Sela Lo Yetze V'Chen Oye Rabbi Shimon Rayachai Omer Eli Melech Machlon V'Choyon G'dolei Ador Hayu U'Panesei Ador Hayu Mipnei Ma'ane Inshu Mipnei She'atzu Mi'aretz Yisrael L'Chutz L'Aretz She'enem Arva Te'om Kala Yira Le'em V'Tomarna Zod Naomi Maya Zod Naomi, Amr Bietzel Chazitem Naomi, Sheyatzat Meretz Chutzlarz Maal Tala. Vi Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Oto Ayom Shabbat Ruta Moavi Al Eretz Yisrael, Meta Ishto Shaboaz, Vainu Damri Inchi Adolo Shachim Shichva, Kaim Omanu Beitei. Amr Rabba Baravuna, Amr Rav Ifzan Zeboaz, Maka Mashman, Kiyidav the Rabba Baravuna, Amr Rabba Baravuna, Amr Rav Meav Esrim Mishtaot, Asa Boaz Lebanav, Shinema vayilo shloshim banim ushloshim banot. And then you have shloshim banot et sholach achutza, shloshim banot hevila banav min achutz. Vayishpot et Yisrael sheva shanim. Ubekol achat v'achat asa shnei mishtot, echad v'beit aviv for the wedding, v'achad v'beit chaviv for the sheva brachot. Ubekulan lo zimein et manoach. Oma kudna akara, b'may parali. Tana v'kulam meitu b'chayav, ayinu damri inche. B'chayecha d'yaladita shittim, shittim lamalech. Ich bovol itchad, d'mishittim zoritz. Om Rav Chana Bar Rav, Om Rav, Elimelech Salmo, Ploni Almoni, and Avi Naomi, kulam b'nei Nachshon ben Aminadavayim. Marka Mashron, Shafilu, Mishiyesh lo zechut avot, ina omedet lo b'sha shiyotzi me'aretz l'chutz l'aretz. V'yom Rav Chanan Bar Rava Omer Rav, imei de Avram amatlai bat karnaval, imei de Haman amatlai bat urvati, v'simanecha, tamei tamei tahor tahor, imei de David nitzevet bat ada elshma, imei de Shimshon tzlalfonit v'akte nashyan, l'may nafkemina l'tshuvat aminim. V'yom Rav Chanan Bar Rava Omer Rav, eser shanim nechbash Avram Avinu, sholosh bekuta v'sheva bekardo, revdimi min ardom at ne'ipcha, Om Rav Chista, Ibra Zira, the Kut of today, Zeu Urkazdim. V'yom Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Amar Rav, Oto Ayom, Shiniftar Avram Avinu Min Ha'olam, Amdu Kol Gedolei Umot Ha'olam Beshura, V'yomru, Oy Lo La'olam Shavad Banigo, Oy Lo La'sefinda Shavad Karbalita. Amitnasei L'cha Hashem Agdula, V'amitnasei L'cha L'rosh. Om Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Amar Rav, Afilo Rej Gar Gurta is appointed. Mishamaya Mukmile. Omra Fia Baravid Omra Yeshua Ben Korcha Kasra Shalom Le Machl Vechilia. What's the matter with you? A filum batsu subim lo yatsu. Vialam Bibne Manen Shusha Yalem Levakish Rachamim al Doram Velo Bikshu Shinema Bizakech Yatsiluch Kibutzaich. Omra Rabba Barbachana Omra Vavyokan and Loshanu Ela Maot Bezolu Perot Bioker. Avo Maot Bioker A filo Omdu Arba Soin Besela. Yotzin the Omer of Yochanan, Nehira Kadavikaman Arba Soim Besela, Vaminafisha the Ficha Kapan Betveria, Midalet Iser. Veomer of Yochanan, Nahirna Kadlohavi Midgarian Poalaya, La Midna Karta Mireya Hapita Mighty. Veomer of Yochanan, Nahirna Kadavi Botsa Yenuka Haruva, having Nogit Hutta the Dufshal trained our Ui. V'yomer Rav Elazar Nahirna Kadavinato Urva Bisra V'nagit Chuta Damashch Bamrei Shura V'ad La'ara. V'yomer Rav Yochanan Nahirna Kadavim Metayelin Talia V'Talyata B'Shuka Kabar Shita Yisrael Kabar Shav Yisrael V'lo Havi Chatan. V'yomer Rav Yochanan Nahirna Kadavim Amre B'Medrash D'Modilon Nofel B'Yedein D'Mitrachit Salehon Dilei Dilahon K'tiv Machlon V'Chiyon U'K'tiv Yoash V'Saraf Rav Shmuel Kadam Machlon V'Chiyon Shman V'Nomanik V'Shman Yoash V'Saraf Yoash shnit yashu min ha-geula, Saraf shnit chayvu sireifa l'makom. V'chad amar Yoash v'saraf shiman, lama nikra shuman ma'chalon v'chilyon, ma'chalon sh'asa gufo chulin, chilyon shnit chayvu chiliya l'makom. Tani k'man yom ha-machalon v'chilyon shiman, detanya, ma'y d'chti v'yokim v'yanshe kuziva, v'yoash v'saraf asher bo'alu l'moav, v'yishuvi lechem, v'advorim atikim, yokam ze Yoshua shikim shvualan shigivon, Anche kuziva elu anche giv'on shekazvu b'Yoshua. Yoash v'saraf elu machalon v'chilyon. Lomanik v'shman yoash v'saraf yoash nityashu min ha-gula. Saraf shnitchevu sreifa l'makom. Asher bo'alu l'moav shenasu nashim mo'aviyot. V'yoshu v'lechem zurut ha-mo'aviyah. Sheshava v'nitbeka b'beit lechem Yehuda. V'advarim atikim. Dvarim alolo yotzu atik yomin amran. תכתיב מצאתי דוד עבדי, וכתיב שתי בנותיך הנמצאות, המה היוצרים ויושבי נטעים וגדרה, אם המלך במלאכתו יושבו שם, המה היוצרים אלה בני יונדב בן רכב, שנוצרו שבועת אביהם, יושבי נטעים זה שלמה, שדומה לנטייה במלכותו, גדרה זה סנהדרין, שגדרו פרצותיהם של ישראל, אם המלך במלאכתו יושבו שם, זורות רות המואביה, שראתה במלכות שלמה בן בנו של בן בנה, שנאמר וישם כיסא לאם המלך, אומר רב אלעזר לאמא של מלכות. תנו רבנו ואחת מן התבואה ישן, means בלא סמנתון. מהי בלא סמנתון? רב נחמן אומר בלא רצינתה, רב ששת אומר בלא שדיפה. תני קבעתי רב ששת, תני קבעתי רב נחמן. תני קבעתי רב נחמן, אכלתם ישן, יוכל יהיו ישראל, מצפים לחדש מפני ישן שקלה. Tamad lomar ad bot vueto lat lat ad shetavot va meileha. Tani gavati Rav Sheshet va kaltem en atvua yashan yoko yisro mitzapim lechadash mipnei yashan shira. Tamud lomar ad bot vueta and it's on good time ad shetavot vueta meileha. Tana rabbanon ve achaltem yashan noshan. Melami shikol amiyushan mechaviro, ave yofe mechaviro. Ein leyala devarim shedarkan liyashnan. Dvarim shein darkan liyashnan minayin. Talmud lomar yashan noshan mikom akom. Yashan mipnei chadash totziu. Melami sheyotzrot melayim yashan. Ugronot melayim chadash. Vayu Yisrael amrim, nu, now what? Eich notzi ze mipnei ze. Omrev papa kol mili atika mahalya levar mitamrei. Veshichra veharsana.